Looks like Mark Myers is following it pretty closely. He's hoping it keeps going up, too. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Yes, I sure do hope it continues to go up. Yesterday was a great day. The Dow was up 98 points to 16,836. That is a new record close for the Dow. And this morning we got non-farm payrolls for the month of May, and they were very impressive. They were up 217,000, which was a little bit better than what most economists were looking for. So that employment rate ended up dropping down to about 6.3. Now, if we break out the numbers a little bit, if you look at people with less than a high school diploma, the unemployment rate for that group of people is about 9.1%. High school graduates at 6.5%. Some people with college, but not a college degree, 5.5% unemployment rate. People with a bachelor's degree or higher, the unemployment rate was 3.2%. So it is actually a very good report. We're actually back to pre-recession levels on the unemployment rate. Now, another record took place overseas last night. It was the European Central Bank. They cut interest rates, but they actually cut them to negative. Now, what banks do a lot of times is they take their deposits overnight and leave them with the central bank of the country, and that they pay them interest on those deposits. But the European Central Bank said, you're going to have to start paying us for your deposits. So they cut it to negative 0.1%. So they're trying to force banks to lend to consumers. And we also saw global food prices. They fell in May for the second consecutive month, as lower dairy, cereal, and vegetable oil prices counteracted rising sugar and meat prices. And one thing we are watching closely also is Walmart. Walmart is having its annual shareholder meeting this weekend, starts today, and they have come out with a few different announcements. They said, one, Sam's Club will be the first mass retailer in the U.S. to offer a credit card using the fraud-deterring microchip. Now, this is in place of the black strip that is on the back of the cards, and that's how Target was able to end up losing a lot of people's credit card numbers. Because of that black strip, people were able to gain access to that. So that is the wave of the future, and a lot of other retailers are going that direction too. But Sam's will be the first major retailer to start doing that. And also what is very interesting is Walmart mentioned they have online what's called a savings calculator. And this is an online tool that allows customers to compare Walmart's prices to thousands of other products with competitors. Now, if a lower price is found elsewhere, Walmart refunds the difference in a form of a store credit. Now, Walmart has been testing this out in several different locations across the United States for about a year, and now they are going to roll it out to the rest of the country. We are watching more announcements from them, and I'm very, very interested to hear what Walmart's CEO, Doug McMillon, has to say. He's the one who took over Walmart back in February because revenue at established Walmarts in the United States, which account for about 60% of the company's total sales, have declined for the past five quarters, and the number of customers for Walmart has also fallen for the last six quarters in a row. So everyone is keeping their eyes on Bentonville this weekend. As far as the markets go, the markets like that unemployment number, and it looks like the Dow is going to open up around 40 points on the positive side.
Up, up, and away.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
That's Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Give him a call. Visit with him right there. And, of course, if you can't make that visit, the phone number, 782-2527, 782-2527, or email Mark at mmyers@sternag.com.